on putting these programs together. Representative Sisna.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. A year ago, the world was a very, very different place, and especially as it applies to the Internet. The Internet has been moving so quickly that I think a year ago we wouldn't have been able to even imagine what's happened this year, let alone what's going to happen a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now. And a year ago, I, as a member of this committee, was trying to think of a road project, and this was the road project that I felt very strongly needed to happen. Although, at that time, I didn't realize how much of an issue it could be, and I suspect that in a year from now, it will triple, quadruple, maybe many times beyond that. And in that light, I'd like to kind of just go through what I think we've learned in the last two meetings. In the last two meetings, we were addressed by Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer, who kind of caught us up with how the state government had gotten to today and their number two position, or our number two position on the Internet, which I think is pretty pretty amazing for the last state to join the union, and the last frontier. Jamie Kenworthy from the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation talked about the work they're doing to set up e-commerce capital, and also ways to help train people to actually get into the Internet. Ed Newman, last meeting, talked about some of the dangers that he saw. He saw a potential new Appalachia, places throughout, pockets throughout Alaska that were disconnected from the rest of not only Alaska, but perhaps the world, which is really quite frightening. Ted Quinn of Capital Office Supplies then told another completely different story of how he had used the Internet to completely revolutionize his own business, and certainly the way that a lot of Juno consumers were buying their office supplies. Then this time we've had Bob Poe talk about what I think is perhaps something we can't even imagine right this minute, and that's the state consolidating all of their telecommunications needs into one vendor and building an RFP that's going to go out, and in a year from now, we may be looking at something entirely different in terms of the problem packages that we just have discussed this evening. And Penelope Goforth kind of really brought us up to speed in terms of every single thing that's on the Internet right now. And why do I have a feeling that's going to change? That's going to change. Nan Thompson talked about the regulatory problems, and we got into very, very deep discussion of bandwidth and many things that I certainly can't understand. And why do I think that a year from now or 2 years from now, that discussion won't even have the same words in it? I think that we are talking about change here. Then lastly, and did I forget anyone, Dean Barnes talked about the danger of the Internet and capital perhaps moving out of the state of Alaska. I would like to challenge us all on this, in that I think change is the operative term here, and I think we need to be light on our feet. We need to be expanding our ideas of what could conceivably be. I would love to tell you about, if you haven't heard about it, the Arctic Program. This started, I believe, a year ago, and it's a five-year pilot project where teachers train to teach Internet to their students in rural Alaska. Then they do, and each teacher teach another teacher in each of their service days, so that within 1 year, each teacher teaches a whole other school in the bush on how to train their students, how to teach their students on the internet. What this project will do in that 5 years is give us something that we're not even going to be able to really imagine what it will be, and that is an answer to this problem of not having the trained workers out there. We're going to have a generation of Bush students that are fully capable of building their parents' home site, websites, their entire community's website. If we keep the doors open, if we allow these possibilities to happen, and I think it's up to us, because we can build barriers in the way, or we can keep the doors open wide enough, provide the seed, the seeds, whatever those seeds are. They may not just be money. They may be making sure that people talk to each other, making sure that that part of things happen. And what I'd love to do, just in closing in my comments, is to paint a couple pictures. One of them is Tuksuk Bay. And Tuksuk Bay, in 1997, only 3 years ago, a million years ago in terms of what the internet has done, they wanted to connect with copper wire, and they were going to connect their schools, and then they were going to connect to the phone system, and they knew they couldn't afford it. So they contacted Red Boucher, who I think we talked about earlier today, and he connected them with, he connected them with wireless transmission devices and then lots of antenna and other hardware to an internet direct, internet dish device. And that wireless kind of connectivity was one of the first Bush connections that provided those folks to sell their craft and their artwork online. It's a wonderful site, and that's one of the first that's been an example. And a more recent, well, it's 4 years ago that it started, but it's more recent in terms of an independent effort, and that's through SeekNet, system that was developed in Southeast Alaska. It's actually hooked to the University of Alaska's fiber optic cable, and there's six communities that got involved. They used the grant money to set up the sites in the communities. It was grant money, but it was with the understanding that they had several years to take over those sites. And now, 4 years later, they are independent. They run their own internet sites. And the vision I'd love to paint is of the community of Gustavus. And we actually have Sandy Berg here that works in the Capitol, who has a bed and breakfast there. And in the community of Gustavus, that community supports itself. It is an independent economy that exists because of the internet. It's a full-time town. It's not just people now who go there and fish in the summer, but it's people who are able to support themselves year-round, and they do it by selling themselves on the internet. They couldn't afford to buy ads. They must be able to use the internet because that's what they can afford. It's $25 a month for them. And they started with, they had to have 40, I think it was between 40 and 50 people to make it economically viable. Now they're up to 75 people who are paying. And they sell over the internet things like bed and breakfast. There's 14 bed and breakfasts, a lodge, which is a governmental concession, but it's online. There's a woman who sells scrimshaw. A gentleman realized that he could make a living off of developing a website and selling sites on his home page as links to all the other Gustavus businesses. It's gustavus.com, I believe, is the address for anyone who's watching. There's a writer, a charter fisherman, whale watching, flight seeing, wilderness hiking, restaurants, art galleries, gift shops. There's an artisan page. There's dozens of small businesses that have created a livelihood in a very modest, non-capital-intensive way. And if all of these communities around Alaska, with all of their unique, different ways of being, could sell that, and they can, and if we can make that happen, that huge venture capital may look different to us. It may look different. So I would just close my comments with that challenge. It's a risk. It's can be scary. Can look negative at times. But I think we're Alaskans and we're up to it.
Thank you very much, Representative Sisson. I appreciate your comments and the work that you put into these programs. However, I think that it looks like, with all the interest, that we probably will have a third follow-up meeting and address issues like the tariff issues, the taxation, the regulation. Get Nan back on with us. I'd like to follow up with Dean on some of the issues that he brought up. And I know Pat Costello from Juno Photo Works that was here the other day would like to come in and show us his business. What did they say, 500,000 hits?
Yes.
On his site? So I think we'd like to have that. So somewhere along the line, we'll try to schedule another meeting on this. It's been very, very good. Appreciate everybody staying. And, oh, one person that you forgot to mention.
Oh, I'm sorry. My daughter. Yes, and my daughter's message, just to throw the last one in, was that what we had to do to attract businesses like theirs was lifestyle issues.
Sure.
Was recreation, was the beauty.
Yeah.
But we had to have safety.
Right.
We had to have some of those basic things.
Dean was getting to some of those points, too, in his remarks. So
yeah.
Thank your daughter from us, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thanks for participating. We really appreciate it. And we're adjourned.
Thank you.